The Electoral Commission says it will comply with the ruling of the Supreme Court barring it from using the NHIS card as a source of identification for the registration of first-time voters. The Commission has therefore set a new date for the start of the voter registration, which had to be postponed because of the court case. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Director of Public Affairs at the Commission, Christian Owusu-Parry, said the exercise will now start from Monday the 4th of August and end on the 13th of the same month. He spoke to Bright and Trauma.
The Commission will comply with that decision by the Supreme Court. You know, even before the court came out with its ruling, the Commission had already indicated that it will comply with whatever decision that the Supreme Court will arrive at. And so if the court says that the NHIS card infringes Article 42 of the Constitution, this Electoral Commission has to comply. So we will no longer accept the NHIS card for registration of voters.
By this, you mean you are not going for a review?
No, we are not going for a review. We are not going for a review. We have accepted the position of the Supreme Court, and we are making new arrangements for the registration of voters. Indeed, we have already put out a statement that the registration will start from Monday, the 4th of August, and end on 10th August, that is Wednesday, 10th August. So we are not going for a review.
So for the purpose of education, can you tell us the sort of identification you need when you want to register as a first-time voter?
Yes, apart from the National Health Insurance Card that the Supreme Court struck out this today, all other cards still hold. And the cards that we are talking about are the Ghanaian Passport, the National Identification Authority Card, the old voter ID card, that is the ID card that was in existence before the introduction of biometric registration. And then the private license are all valid documents for identification. So it's only the National Health Insurance Card that is no longer acceptable as identification document.
Will this ruling have any effect on your exercise?
Yes, of course. You know, it has delayed the implementation of some of our programs. Indeed, we should have started registration on the 25th of July. And if we have said then, we would have finished registration on the 3rd of August. And then from the 4th of August, our plan was to start hearing the challenges, the registration challenges that were filed against some of the applicants before we start printing the provisional voters register. But now that we're going to start the registration on 4th August, it means that the hearing of challenges may have to wait. We have to push it back. And that means it will affect the rest of the program. So we'll study the rest of the program and adjust accordingly. So it has indeed affected our program of activities for the year.